Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome, everybody, to the Paparazzi Podcast. I am Jedi. He is Mark.
Hello.
Hello.
And on today's podcast, tacos, beer, movie reviews, some pictures. We'll find out.
There's some pictures. There's some pictures.
Always. I didn't want to crack that too aggressively and squirt it all over my new laptop. It is a Bush from Anheuser-Busch. Light apple. Bush light apple.
Yeah, you got to bring it in next to your face because you're, yeah. Only Bush, for me.
Bush light apple. So,
wow.
Everybody knows Bush Light. It's kind of a rednecky beer, right?
Yes.
They bought out this apple tasting version for the summer. And I don't know how it's going in the rest of the country, but here in Buffalo, it's like fucking gold dust. You
really?
You cannot get it anywhere.
What?
I was at Walmart the other day. They just had a shipment in. And I'm parked in the car. My wife's in there shopping. Somebody was coming out pushing a cart full. The cart was full of Bush Light Apple.
Well, they need to treat that like toilet paper during the, during the pandemic, where it's like, you know, limit fucking 12 packs a fucking person. You know what I mean?
It's pretty good. It tastes more like apple juice than it does beer.
Is it like an apple cider?
No, it's a beer. It is a beer.
Yeah, but I mean, would you, like, if you had to compare it to, like, another, you know, drink?
The only thing I can compare it to is apple juice.
Okay, fine.
It literally tastes like apple juice with a hint of beer.
Wow. So,
but it's good.
Basically, fucking genius is what you're saying.
It's great. It's very good for a warm summer's eve, as it is in Buffalo, after being in the sun all day, you know, just relaxing with a couple of these cool beers.
Well, I could see these college students going nuts over that shit.
Yeah, one of my college student niece and her boyfriend absolutely fucking love the shit.
Of course they do. They don't even realize it, but they've drank in 20 of them and they're fucking, yeah, exactly. I could see that happening.
Very good.
All right, well, I'm going to crack a Topo Chico, cuz yes, Jedi, I've had too many beers and I've gained 6 pounds. And now
I'm
back.
Talk to me about weight gain.
Well, I don't see it in your face, but I'm gonna open this Topo Chico because this is what I'm drinking these days. Oh, damn, strong. That was good.
That was aggressive.
That was. It was perfect. And I've already had about 3 or 4 of them because my neighbor is having a graduation party from high school, and they've got a taco truck going.
Oh,
and you missed that stuff. And so I've got Topo Chicos and tacos. Wow. Yeah, it's great.
Mate, I don't think I've had any tacos, let alone any good tacos, since I've been here.
Really?
I miss the West Coast style tacos so freaking much.
Yeah, you would love these.
Unbelievable. Oh, you know what? I have had tacos, but it's a buffalo chain called Mighty Taco, and it's ground beef, basically. It's basically American tacos.
Okay.
So I miss the West Coast tacos so much.
All right. Oh, all right. Man.
I'd love some Dirty Dollar Truck tacos right now.
Yes, that's what these are, and you would love them.
Oh man.
I thought about you as I was eating.
I am super jealous. Can I jump straight in with some news from today?
Sure.
I was on an away job last week. My mission was not to get pictures. It was to scout out a location to see if it was feasible to work and, you know, and to get pictures at a later date when said person is in town. So I was sent down to a place called Rehoboth Beach in Delaware.
Never heard of it.
You've never heard of it. Well, it was in the news today because it is the summer home of President Joe Biden.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And so this area I was scouting out, I think it was maybe Wednesday and Thursday I was there. I was looking all around the town, drove past the home, saw the Secret Service, just doing a full recce, basically. And then lo and behold, I start clicking through, you know, the papers and the websites this afternoon, and Joe Biden is in Rehoboth Beach and he has fallen off of his bicycle.
I did see that.
Yeah. And literally I was standing right there 72 hours ago.
Wow.
And, you know, in my report, I said it's very feasible to work. It shouldn't be a problem. If you have a semi-capable photographer that knows what they're doing, they shouldn't have a problem working it.
And so they're going to call somebody else?
Because I jumped onto it from another job. I was kind of in the area. So I went to check it out. And I believe that photographer actually got pictures today of our president falling off his bicycle, standing up as well. It's not like he was cycling and hit a rock or somebody put a stick between his spokes. He was literally standing on the bike after a stop, trying to get off a bicycle and just.
Well, I mean, the way I saw it, you know, you never know what's going on behind it. There's obviously a bunch of photographers there. There's a whole media circus that's probably shooting that whole thing. And maybe he got a little intimidated. You know, if you saw the footage of Tom Hanks earlier this week with Rita and yes. how they said that Rita fell over, she got pushed over. She got bumped by a guy. Yeah. And it's because all these guys just rush in, you know, they rush in and it gets weird. I thought maybe that might have been what happened to Biden.
You don't rush into the president. You can't rush into the president.
Yeah.
He has security in place to make sure that doesn't happen. And then later on this afternoon, he went to a mass, a church in the beach town. And he was getting like hooted and hollered at. Joe, are you okay? Are you okay? And he said nothing, but he did three little bunny hops to show that he was okay. Just a little.
I did not see the bunny hops.
Yeah, yeah. It's on the DM. It's pretty funny.
Wow, he's cute.
So that's a little bit of news. You mentioned the Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson stuff that happened in New York. So I guess the day before that happened, Tom Hanks was. Or he was in Australia or something, right? He was in Australia. There was video that came out of him in Australia doing a talk in front of an audience at a screening of the Elvis biopic, which comes out in a week or so. Very excited to see that. And Tom Hanks's his hand was shaking as he held the microphone. So that threw him straight into the news. And then like a day or two after that video came out, he was in New York, like you said just now, with Rita. Out and about, a pap set was done already during the day, I think. And then at night, maybe they were out for dinner. And yeah, it looked like Rita was bumped by a photographer or a videographer or just a member of the public that was getting too close. And what was Hanks's reaction?
Fuck off, you piece of shit, fucking piece of fucking shit. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't that bad.
Back the fuck off.
Back the fuck off. That's what it was.
Yeah. And you never expect anything like that to come out of Tom Hanks's mouth in public. Maybe in the movies when he's playing a character, but Tom Hanks is the male version of America's sweetheart, right?
Yes.
Like, you don't expect that to come out of his mouth.
No, only when you're defending your wife is when the lion, the bull, comes out.
Which
you know
we
what I mean?
Saw back in February at the Oscars with Will Smith.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, there is some sort of movement going on right now with the husbands defending their wives. And, you know, the press, like I said, the press played it off like she'd been knocked over, she'd been pushed down or something like that, which obviously wasn't the case. The guy just nudged her and bumped into her and she kind of stumbled a little bit. Yeah. But it was definitely enough to get Tom Hanks going. It would definitely be enough to get me going, you
me
know,
too.
Because
me
these
too.
Guys are friggin' assholes. The ones that rush them like that, you know, we call them savages.
Yeah. The savages were out in full force.
Yes.
In New York that night. Yeah. And, you know, it's bad practice to get that close to the targets, really. Oh, right. Enough kind of newsy stuff for now. What have you been up to the last couple of weeks or so, mate? Pictures, action,
yeah,
action.
Yeah, we've got some pictures, a little bit of pictures. Nothing really outstanding, but just a nice steady flow going. I did get some info on a Smart Water commercial the other day.
Smart Water. Okay, Aniston, right.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
You know, who's been doing Smart Water ads these days? Aniston and Pete Davidson have been doing Smart Water ads.
I haven't seen any of those. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
watch
commercials.
Yeah, exactly. Not commercials, but yeah, he's first, you know, through the grapevine somewhere, I heard that Pete Davidson was doing Smart Water stuff. And I thought to myself, damn, dude, you know, from Aniston to Pete Davidson, I guess that's the way we're going. But no matter what, a Smart Water ad is going to have an A-lister in it. If you're going to go from Aniston to Pete Davidson, whoever else is going to be there will be somebody good. So I was hoping nobody else would kind of pick it up. And so when I showed up there, it was just, it was in a location downtown that I've shot before, and it's very touchy. It's, you know, they shoot inside, but when they're walking to and from the trailer, it's possible to get it from a parking structure, or you could actually go down to where these restaurants are, sit at one of the tables and wait for them to walk. It's like one or the other, you know. If they're walking back towards the trailer, you'd be up in the parking structure. But if they're walking to the set, you have to be sitting at a restaurant table and you can just blend in and get it. And it's kind of nice because this restaurant that sits there is this, it's this Middle Eastern restaurant that has these really good Euro wraps.
Oh man.
And I was really, And I was really excited about doing it. So I was waiting for Pete to arrive, or I was waiting for someone to arrive, and I heard over the radio that they were talking about the wardrobe and they had mentioned Pete. So I knew Pete was going to be there.
Perfect.
So I was waiting for him to arrive, and I was waiting for an SUV to pull into the parking lot and just let him out, set up for that. You know, 20 minutes go by, 30 minutes go by. Where's Pete? Does anybody know where Pete is? Anybody have an ETA on Pete? Anybody? Yes, he's going to be here. Another 20 minutes. Okay, cool. Another 20 minutes go by. When's he going to be here? We don't know. We haven't heard from anybody. We're talking to his publicist. She's here. He's not. Moving on. Okay, another 30 minutes go by. When's he going to be here? Another 20 minutes. Just kept going. Now, mind you, he was in England at the time, right? He was at the Queen's.
Yeah, he was. Him and Kim were trying to get into some of the Jubilee celebrations, right?
Yeah, and that's interesting. Like, you think Kim and Pete trying to get in anywhere?
Brilliant! I love it, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad that they didn't. Fucking brilliant! Fuck them.
Yeah. So they were in England at the time, and so I think it was the day before. I talked to you, and it was the day before. So they must have been flying in hot. You know, the nearest. Private airport that they can get to.
That's right. I mean, they don't have to worry about booking tickets or anything like that, do they? With Kim Air,
exactly.
She has her own private jet now.
Exactly. So eventually, an ETA came along where it was like, okay, he's going to be there at 11:55, right? So I think I hear 11:55. That's specific. So he's definitely going to be there at that time, because with Waze and Apple Maps and all that bullshit, you know exactly when you're going to be there. It's not an if, an and, or a but like it was 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, if you're not lying and bullshitting about how close you are, you pretty much can get it down to the second.
Exactly. I mean, we just need a straight answer out of you, you know?
Yeah.
So this, it said 11:55, 12:10 rolls along.
Ugh.
And I'm still waiting. And he just pops up out of nowhere from the street. SUV didn't even pull into the parking lot because I thought he was going to get front door service, right up. He was going to jump out of the SUV right into his trailer. That's what I was waiting for. No, he came walking up from the street back to me. I'm like, fuck, man. I was waiting this whole time just to get a profile or for him to stand around by the trailer a little bit. Nothing. Straight into his trailer, back shots. So it was bullshit.
Right. So he's obviously being a bit of a diva with taking so long to show up.
Yes. Pete Davidson. Yes.
Pete Davidson. I like that a lot. So is he like taking notes from a Kardashian? Do you think about all this kind of diva shit and like taking forever in his trailer as well? Or was he like in and out, like hair and makeup done and out? Or was it like hours?
Well, I wanted to make this job easy. Right. I didn't want to mess around and wait for him to go in. Cause once they go in to do interiors, he could be in there for hours.
Right.
Before he comes back out again. And it's Pete Davidson. He's not like one of the girls where they need the hair and makeup. They need to go to their trailer back and forth from the trailer. Usually the dudes, they have hair and makeup travel with them and they could just do the touch-ups as they go, but they will stay where they are for a while if they're interior. So I went down to the restaurant. And I picked myself up a table, which I haven't done in about 6 years, but I sat down, got myself my Euro wrap and waited, listening on the radio, obviously, about 20 minutes into it. Pete's walking on his own. He hasn't been invited, nothing. He's walking on his own. So it was a bit of a surprise.
Okay. So he's not like got the full diva attitude then. He's like just kind of normal guy. He's ready to go. He just starts walking. He doesn't
absolutely need absolutely. So so I see him pop out, and I have about 10 seconds before he actually comes within view of me. And so I just pop into the restaurant because I'm sitting out on the patio, which is the best place. But and I could sit there and I could shoot it from there. But I thought, okay, maybe I'll just I'll go into the stairway a little bit. I'll go inside the restaurant and shoot from out inside the restaurant. Just so no one, maybe I'll get a second chance. No one would see me. I blasted him as he walked down the barrel. He was flanked by three blondes that were just in a daze, just laughing at every little thing he said. He's sitting there smoking a cigarette. But it was about, it was about a 50 step walk right down the barrel.
No one was in his time.
Yeah, exactly. No one was in his way. He saw me. The girls around him saw me. I was trying to hide, but they still saw me.
Yeah.
But he didn't care. It looked like nobody cared. And he walked into the set. But great. I had got what I needed to get, just a couple full frames. He was wearing a tuxedo. Not a full tuxedo, but he was looking dapper.
Yeah.
Definitely Davidson dapper.
Nice.
And And so then I sat back down and I started finishing my gyro. And as I was sitting down finishing my Euro, these two people come running out. Nobody that was in the group that walked with him.
Yeah.
But they came running out, a guy and a girl. And they're saying, they're standing right next to my table where I am. And they're like, where did he go? Where did he go? Where did he go? Do you see him? And they call the security guard over. Comes over and they go, did you see the paparazzi? Where is he? Where is he? Did you see him? Man. And the security guard goes, no, I didn't see him. I didn't see him at all. What are you talking about? And they're sitting there, and they're literally standing right. I almost pulled out my phone to record their conversation because it was so funny.
Fucking brilliant.
And they're looking down the alley. They're like, is he down the alley? Because there's a lot of people around. And they're like, is he down the alley? Is he down the alley? No. I don't know where. I don't know. Okay. Well, so you stand guard. Make sure nobody stands out here and takes his picture anymore. Okay, fine. And at the same time, I'm finishing my Euro, just looking up at him and just packing up my gear. And I bail out the other way. It's hilarious.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that so much.
It was hilarious. So, and then after that, I waited, I don't know, maybe 45 minutes for him to come back out just to get the last minute shots of him going back to the trailer. Yeah. Didn't look like he was coming back for a while. So ended up bailing for the day, and that was it.
So quickie,
yeah.
When you kind of like skulked into the restaurant to get the frames, did anybody that works in the restaurant say anything to you at all?
It was actually one of those things where, you know, if someone's about to take someone's picture on like a very touristy area and you're about to walk between them,
yeah,
you kind of stop and you go, wait a second, hold on a second, let them get the picture real quick. That's what it was. I had about 3 waiters or waitresses that were standing there with their food, and they were going to cross in front of me, but they sat there and they waited because I was blasting them on the way in. Yeah. They knew exactly what was going on. Yeah. Maybe because they know that this has happened before.
So good.
Waited until he went, and then they said, are you good? And I said, yeah, cool. Thank you very much. I moved on.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was great. It was great.
I hope you tipped them.
Huh?
I hope
you did. I did. I left them a very good tip. I think I left them a $17 tip.
Very good.
When I left, yes. And the euros aren't cheap. So, you know, it was a good thing. But I felt like they deserved a tip after that, for sure.
Very good. I like that, mate. Very good stuff. Those pictures were great as well. I did enjoy seeing them.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see on the sales where they went, you know. But it was unfortunate that Mega that day had to release some pictures. A week old Jedi that of them outside of a studio, and the headline was Pete Davidson looks at Kim Kardashian's ass and admires her ass.
How dare.
From a week before Jedi. Okay. So, I take these pictures of Pete Davidson. I'm excited about it. I don't work on these people. Rare that I would get someone like a Pete Davidson, right?
It's frustrating when that happens. I mean, it happened to you recently as well, right? Or not you. I mean, I think it was a set of pictures that you'd shot one day, and the other agency had seen that you'd shot a set of pictures, already got the sales, and then they held back and sent the pictures out like another week later or something. It happens, exactly.
And that's fine because that doesn't impede on my sales. But you know, something like this, and obviously it's just timing. It's not. It has nothing to do with them. I don't blame Mega for doing it, but it's just one of those things where you get a set of pictures that could do, you know, pretty good, but then somebody decides to release something. It's just the fact that they were a week old that really bothered me.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. That does suck. Absolutely. I'm going to jump in with a set of pictures that I got that I forgot to talk about last time. So on one of the prior trips that I was on, well, a trip that I was on, you know, just before the last podcast, I talked about everything I'd been up to. And one of the sets that I shot completely skipped my mind. And it was probably the best set of the trip. So how I forgot about it, I do not know. Okay. I've spoken on a previous podcast about shooting Kate Gosselin in North Carolina. Well, I was sent to do that again. I was sent there by the sun on day rates. And, you know, it's a very tough one to work. Very, very tricky. Not easy at all. You need a real pro in there to get the job done. So they recruited the Jedi for the task.
The reason why they call you the Jedi.
Yeah. And I believe last time I worked it, I got one set of her in 4 days. And, you know, they weren't expecting much. I wasn't expecting much. So I was waiting all day long. And by about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, she came out and she went to her local YMCA, where it's fun to stay. And she went to the gym and, you know, she was wearing a nice outfit, a kind of off-white pinky tank top. A short, very short pair of black shorts.
Wow. Okay.
I think, you know, those kind of pictures are going to do nice. You know, it's a turning up at the gym. She hasn't been photographed in 3 or 4 months since I got her last time. And she certainly wasn't in, you know, this kind of outfit. So she's in there for an hour. And usually what a workout is 45 minutes, an hour long. So she leaves and I get some nice frames of her leaving. And her car is parked very, very far away. And I didn't park anywhere near her car just because I'd stick out. You know, I was in a rental. I was actually in a 4Runner.
Okay. The Jedi Special.
The Jedi Special, the cars we all used to have, apart from you, at PCN. So it was nice to be reacquainted with one of my old friends, the 4Runner. So I parked very far away from her, just in a good spot to get her walking down the barrel. But she doesn't go to her car.
What?
She walks out of her workout. And funnily enough, she went, a town car had pulled up a couple of spots in front of me, directly, and I mean directly in front of me. There was an open space in front of me, then an open space, and then this town car was parked there. It was an Escalade. So it wasn't a town car, it was an Escalade, but it was a chauffeur-driven Escalade. And she, not an Escalade, Cadillac. So she gets in the back seat, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Her car's over there. She's just worked out. She's not going anywhere. Surely
she's getting into a driven car. That's weird.
So she gets in the back. The driver gets out. And the driver opens the back door to where Kate sat. And she's doing something with her. She's like jabbing her or sticking something up her nose. And she's doing all sorts of stuff. She gave her a fucking COVID test.
She's got a COVID test. I was going to say.
She had a COVID test in the parking lot of the gym. So I've got her getting the COVID test, basically. And then she waits like 10 minutes or so.
She gets the COVID test after she's gone to the gym?
After the gym.
What if it? Okay, weird.
And then goes back into the gym.
What? Okay.
How fucking weird is that?
Sounds like a bit of paranoia to me.
Back in the gym for another 45 minutes. Okay. So she's like, she's working out. Maybe somebody's coughing around her. She's like, COVID test, get me a dried up COVID test.
Yeah, but she would already have
COVID. I know. It's the most random.
You're not going to get it in 10 seconds.
No, if you think you've got COVID, you don't go and work out and get a test halfway
after you've spread it everywhere.
Yeah, it fucking boggled my mind. I couldn't believe it.
Hold on.
So it was such a weird set. It actually did really well. It did really, really good traffic for the Sun. So they were really happy with me. Okay. That's my little story.
That's hilarious. That's a good story. I love that story.
It's fun.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, I like this little pass-off thing we're doing here, Jedi.
Mate, I was going to say exactly the same thing.
You know what I mean? Because I'm going to come in now with a little bit of our best friend, our BFF. And what I mean by that is Brittany fan favorite.
Mate.
I just blew that out right now. I don't know what I was doing right there. But yes, our BFF, Brittany Spears, and my job that I had with her for her wedding. Are you ready for this one?
I wanted to be there so badly.
I know you did. I know you did.
I love it.
Yes, I know. Exactly. Yeah. But I got a call saying anything of Brittany's wedding will sell. Anything.
Yeah.
So get that drone in the air and do anything you can with the drone.
Yep.
And I said, I'm on it. So I drove out to fucking BFE. I didn't even know. I wasn't even out. I didn't work Brittany ever. Out where she is at all. So yeah. I didn't realize how fucking far it was.
It's very far. I used to drive there every day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And but you did it when gas prices were somewhat normal.
Yes.
I did it when it was $6.50 a gallon.
Oh, yeah.
So I pumped a little bit of gas into my car and drove all the way out to fucking, what is it?
Thousand Oaks.
Yes. Like
the far end.
Yeah. Westlake Village.
Yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So didn't know the area. I knew it from actually working Modern Family. There was a couple of ranches out there. We're talking ranch land, people.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah. There's a couple of ranches out there. It's, you know, Sherwood Country Club area. And I get there and I realize I can't really drone from the road because there's a couple of mountains in the way. And there was a couple of agencies that already got pictures and already got aerials of what was going on, but no one knew if it was drone or helicopter or anything like that at the time. But it was all rushed because this is all brand new in the morning. So I get out there, I get a lay of the land and I see a trail because I didn't want to fly the drone from where I was. I didn't think it was going to make it all the way over to where it was going to go. It is a drone that can go far, but you know, you go over a couple of, you know, you go too far and you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I see a trail.
Yeah.
Going up to,
I know the trail.
You know where the trail is. Yes. Yep. I see a trail going up there. There's just a little chain link going across the trail, but that's just like any horse trail that there is up in that area. And I park up and I start hiking up the trail and I'm getting up the trail and I realize that I'm in this kind of horse area where there's horse corrals and every single horse has its own corral. And I'm thinking to myself, maybe this is not a public trail,
yeah,
but I'm just going to keep going anyway. I mean, the horses are literally looking at me like they're dogs.
Yeah.
You know,
what are you doing?
Yeah. Like, what are you doing here? Exactly. Like, you know, trying to call the owner, but they can't because they're horses.
Yeah.
So I get up. I don't see anybody the whole way up. I go past maybe six horse corrals. I hear people working. I hear workers up and down the whole place. Nobody sees me, but I finally get up to, I don't know, I go about a half mile, maybe a mile up the horse trails. And if you saw, what's his name? The first husband. What's his name?
Jason Alexander.
If you see Jason Alexander's video of him crashing the wedding, it's literally what I was walking on. The same horse fucking trail.
Like a few hours later, he basically did the same hike as you.
Yeah, exactly. Like I watched his trailer. I watched his hike. And I'm like, that's exactly where I was. That's exactly what I was doing.
You should have stayed.
I should have just kept going. Exactly. Yeah. I could have probably taken the drone in and had some drinks.
Yeah,
but I didn't. So I get up to the top of the mountain. I put the drone down. I get it ready. I go to fly. No fly zone. No fly zone. I go to get permission. No permission. No fly zone. Can't do it. So all this hiking, all this time, I can't get anything. I'm really bummed. I start heading down the mountain. As I head down the mountain, I get past four or five horse stalls or four or five horse things. I get down and I'm almost out and I hear more people. I hear this woman and I hear a dog and I hear some people talking and I'm trying to avoid the whole situation. But as I'm kind of sneaking down, I'm in my last 100 yards. And this woman says, Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Hey, you.
Hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I was up on the horse trails. I'm lost. I looked on my phone. I saw this street down here. I'm just going down to the street. I'm out of here. Oh, you sure you're not a photographer? You sure not a paparazzi? No. I'm fine. It's good. Okay. See you later. So I start walking down. I get within 100 yards of my car and I see her and I'm on the outside of the fence of her property, but she's running down the property and she's got maybe, I don't know, 6 or 7 day workers that are running with her, you know?
Oh man.
And she's like, no, you're lying. You're a liar. What do you do? Get out of here. I'm going to get you at your car, all this stuff. And I'm just walking.
I'm going to get you at your car.
Yeah. Yeah. And so as I'm walking, she's not only saying, I'm going to call the police, but she's like, you better get out of here. If you set foot on my property again, I will shoot you. I will shoot you dead is what she says.
What the fuck? You weren't even on her property.
Mind you, I mean, it's possible that it could be her property, right? Because I wasn't paying attention to the property lines that are on Zillow or anything like that. But there's a fence that goes down on the, along the trail that's on my left side as I'm walking down. And that goes to her property. And then the trail that I'm on goes down to a little chain link that has no private property or nothing on it. No signs of private property or anything. Exactly. So as I turn the corner and I go to my car, she's right at the gate and she says, you know, you're a liar. You're a scumbag. You know, go get a life. The whole shebeal, the same speech we hear every time. And she says, get a life. And I turn to her and I go, you know what? You need to get a sign. Okay. If you're worried about people being on your property, I look across the whole entire fence that she has in front of her property, including the chain link that's right there. There is nothing that says private property. Do not trespass. Do not pass this point. Do not go around here. So what are we supposed to do?
Right. Exactly.
You got Britney Spears getting married up the road up here. You might want to think about that and put up a sign or two. That's all I got.
I mean, if there's no trespassing signs, you're not trespassing.
And you definitely don't want to shoot somebody and kill them if there's no trespassing signs as well.
Especially if you're walking away from her.
Exactly. You know, you might want to think this one next time.
My life was in danger. My life was in danger. How come you shot him in the back?
Yeah. And the seven witnesses of day workers that are down there that are not going to side with you. I'll tell you that right now.
Jesus Christ.
So anyway, that was interesting. And then I saw that video of Alexander doing the same thing that I was doing. And he just walked right onto the property because I stopped where I was because I saw those security guards that he came across first that were at the top of that hill. I was literally right there.
I mean, they didn't stop him. So maybe they wouldn't have stopped you. Like he walked into her house. He walked into the fucking wedding tent.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable.
Well, and he was the epitome of what I call the no look back rule. You just keep going and you don't look back until you get stopped or until someone grabs you and handcuffs you and takes you away. Just keep going.
Yeah. Act like you're supposed to be there. Yeah.
Exactly. That was my rule of thumb getting into every Hollywood club that I have ever gotten into or Vegas.
Did you ever work when we were at PCN? Did you ever work with a guy called Martin Grimes?
Yes. Of course. Grimesy.
That's where we get the term Grimesy from. Oh, you've pulled the Grimesy. Did you ever hear the story about him at a wedding?
No.
I think it was a Sharon Stone event where she got married or somebody got married around Sharon Stone. He was told to go and, you know, try and get arrivals, departures, anything at this wedding. And the guy dresses up in a suit, goes in and fucking goes in to the venue, cameras out, and acts like he's the wedding photographer at the wedding. And he gets the full fucking set.
Wow.
Bride, groom, families. He's literally getting everybody together for pictures, for like set-up pictures. Just a legendary story. Wow. I don't know if Grimesy, I think he's in the UK. If we can somehow get Grimesy on to tell some stories, I'll make some calls. See what.
Yeah, Martin, if you're out there listening, just give us a call. Let us know. I did something similar in Aspen when I was on a Heidi and Spencer thing that they canceled on. I think I mentioned this a while back, but I went in there and I was just by myself because I'd already had the plane flight and I was already there, but they had canceled. But I still had the credentials going in there. And I just went and told everybody I was a People magazine photographer. And they loved that.
Wow. Who'd you end up photographing?
Oh, just a bunch of B-listers. You know, the whole, you know, Superman. What's his name?
Dean Cain?
Yeah, Dean Cain. Good old Dean Cain.
Oh, Dean Cain. He's a Bills fan.
Yeah. Judge. The judge from... not People's Court, but whatever. It was just a bunch of B-listers that were in this thing, and then a bunch of rich Aspen people.
Oh, that's funny.
I don't know if you saw the pictures coming out of Britney's wedding, though, and the invites and the people that were there.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was very weird. Okay,
you know what else was weird? Like, obviously, like the people that were invited, Madonna. Okay, she's had that weird kiss with her at the MTV Awards many moons ago. Paris Hilton, apparently they've been friendly for a long time. Selena Gomez, who Britney actually on her Instagram before she deleted it, Britney said, "It was so nice for Selena. I'm so glad Selena Gomez came. I was so happy to meet her."
Yeah.
She'd never fucking met Selena Gomez and she invited her to her wedding.
Well, this is my point. Okay. So I saw the pictures of the people that were there, and there was only a set group of people that were actually in the photos. It wasn't like, oh my God, there was 300 people there. Yeah. There was, you know, maybe 100 people there, and they were all just, but my point is, Jedi, you get invited to Britney Spears' wedding, right?
Yeah.
Do you say no? Like, I would not say no, because the experience of what you're just going to go through, just the experience of being there, would be so unique and awkward and funny and weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely something to talk about, isn't it, at Thanksgiving?
Yes. You would definitely go. Like, if Britney Spears invites you, you go.
So the main people that we saw in the photos, Madonna, Paris Hilton, Selena Gomez, Kathy Hilton was there.
Donatella Versace.
Versace, who designed the dress.
Yes.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore? What?
Maria Menounos.
Maria Menounos.
Not that I saw any pictures of her there, but she was there.
Yeah, she wasn't in the group picture.
No, and I don't know who else.
Well, just the group picture is what I'm talking about, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll put it up on Instagram. I'm sure everybody's seen it already, but we'll put it up, the group picture, and how awkward that group is. And I just want, like, if that group were to get in a circle and start a conversation, and the conversations that would happen in that circle would be the most amazing and awkward and stupid conversations I think we would ever hear.
Well, talking about like awkward and stupid, did you see the video? There was a video of them doing Vogue, singing Madonna's Vogue.
Yes.
Horrible. I got through 7 seconds of it.
Oh my God. It was the worst thing I've ever seen.
It was so cringy.
Yes. Cringy, awkward. The whole thing was awkward and cringy. Yes. I mean, you know, let us know if anybody else has, you know, any opinions on this.
Oh, mate, everyone's the same as us, surely. No one's like, oh my God, that was the best video ever. No, nobody's watched the whole thing. You can't watch it. It's horrific.
And if you're there, if you're any one of these people that are there, like let's say you're a Drew Barrymore and you watch this video of you and these people next to you, you know, over the couple of weeks to come, you're like, oh my God, what was I doing?
What was I doing? Yeah. Oof.
But like I said, if Britney invites you, you go.
Of course. Can I do a quick Jedi jipe?
Well, the rest of my week was just American Gigolo and nothing special. You'll see it on the Instagram.
Oh, you got your boy again.
Yeah.
Love that.
Oh, Rosie O'Donnell. She's on set. So I finally got her. Yeah. Finally got Rosie.
I didn't see it anywhere. Did it go?
Shocker.
No. Did it go?
Rosie was looking a bit awkward as well. She plays a detective.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, her with her silver hair and her short silver hair, you know, might, you know, I wanted her with a gun and a badge. She didn't have a gun and a badge. So that's what you get.
That sucks.
Yeah. But yes, go on with the jipe. Go on.
Just a quick jipe. I've been flying a lot recently. Obviously, there's not too many jobs going in Buffalo, so I have to fly to work. This has always kind of bugged me when I've flown, and I'm noticing it more and more now. It's really starting to fucking grind my gears. I don't always have a privilege of sitting up the front of the plane. So
no.
So more often than not, I'm close to the back, 15, 17, 19, 20 rows back sometimes. And whenever the plane lands, I don't stand up until it is my turn to get up and go. So what really pisses me off is as soon as the fucking safety belt light comes off, everybody, and I mean everybody apart from me, stands up.
Why? I don't get it. I've never got it.
The people at the very back, I could hear them moving around, getting their suitcase from above. Oh my! And like some of them even like pushing their way through,
just to sit there, because they're just going to sit there. Everybody's just going to sit there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just fucking wait your turn.
Just wait. Just fucking sit down and wait.
Exactly.
I've never understood that.
Nice and comfortable. Sit down. The row in front of you leaves. you stand up and you fuck off.
That's why Jedi, I have an invention for airplanes that I thought of a long time ago, and it probably would never work because of, you know, the way, you know, the way the airplanes are constructed or anything. But if the airplanes were to open up on the sides,
right?
You know what I mean? Like a convertible kind of, where, like, you know, it wouldn't be one porthole that you go out of, you know, in the front of the plane. But if it would open up like the gull wing doors of like a Tesla, you know, and it would just open up so everybody could just exit out the sides and then go straight down the aisle, you know, straight down from the back, whatever. So everybody could exit at one time. That would solve all that shit. You know, but
you'd need like a million freaking staircases.
Well, yeah, no, they could get out and then they could walk towards the front and then everybody can file in.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it would have to, you'd have to redo the entire construction of airplanes, and who knows if it would be air safe or whatever, but that would be the way to do it. You know,
it frustrates me so much because everybody's opening, you know, the upper compartments above to get their suitcases. And with literally two people from every row is stood in the middle. People are banging each other on the head with their suitcase.
It's like a race.
Yeah.
It's like a race. And it's like, what are you doing? And especially if you're up front, because if you're up front, it's possible to get out early. Like, I can understand those people getting their stuff to get out because they're the ones who are going to exit first.
Yeah.
And then it goes in rows back there. So the people in the back, like where you're saying, you might as well just fucking kick back, finish your drink, maybe even smoke a bowl or something back there, because
get on
you're
going
to be a while. Yeah, exactly. Make sure your fucking ride is there. Make sure your Uber's there, all that shit. Just don't fucking rush because you're not getting out any fucking time soon. Yes.
Amen.
I love it. I love that one. Speaking of flying, now, I don't know if you've been following the PGA at all. Okay. And this,
I didn't think you were going there.
No, exactly. Right. No, this is just not, we're kind of going around the corner here to get to this point.
Okay.
But I don't know if you've been following the PGA at all and the whole LIV with Phil Mickelson.
I saw a little bit. I know what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Emirates over there,
UAE.
Yeah. The UAE have started their own golf league over there, right, to compete with the PGA, and they've offered some of our golfers over here, PGA members, a huge sum of money to kind of popularize their league over there. Yeah. And a couple of our golfers have the Saudis have done this, and they've offered them a bunch of money to popularize this thing. And a lot of our golfers have gone over and actually signed on to do part of it. And they've been kicked out of the PGA. Right. Yeah. And the PGA's standpoint on this is, well, the Saudis, they have certain beliefs. They have, you know, they're kind of back in the archaic age. They don't have women's rights. They don't have gay rights, nothing like that. So we're not a part of this whole thing. And if you're going to be a part of that thing, you're not going to be a part of us anymore.
Yeah.
So they've been kicked out of the PGA for the morals and the values that we follow over here in America. But recently I've been seeing specifically people like Nina Dobrev going over to like Dubai. And it, cause it's all part of the same thing, you know? And they've been glamorizing the life over there in Saudi Arabia and Dubai and stuff like that. And I don't understand why, you know, here we are at one point where we have these values and we're not standing by certain people that are making the decision to be there, but we have our celebrities over there that are glamorizing it, you know, as another kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's happened for years, though. Like, I remember, like, Mariah Carey's done concerts out there and being paid like $5 million. J-Lo's done stuff and you know, being paid stupid amount of money. Like, they throw so much money at the you know, the kind of pop stars to go out there and you know, it could be a fucking prince that's beheaded 50,000 fucking people or something like that. But you wave a $10 million check and Beyonce will go out there and sing like a canary.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So
everybody's got their price.
Everybody's got their price, and it's all about money. And, you know, here we are, you know, punishing, you know, certain people for taking the check and taking the money. But yeah. Then, you know, the people that we respect the most, you know, especially the younger generation people are out there and they're taking the checks, because I guarantee Nina and Herd Lot, that's all out there. They're getting paid a grip of money to be a part of that whole thing and glamorize it. You know,
if we were asked to go out there and be paid $25, a euro and three tacos to do a podcast from there, I'd be right there.
Wow. So yeah, that kind of bugged me this week about, you know, seeing all that kind of stuff, you know.
I mean, surely like the PGA, I mean, if they do end up banning all these guys, it's a lot of very good like golfers. Mickelson, right? Ricky Fowler's there.
Ricky Fowler, DeChambeau.
Yeah, Bryson. Like, it's all like
Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, it's top golfers. Yeah, they'll let them back in, surely.
No. They're never going to let them back in.
You don't think?
They've made it clear.
But then
clear.
You know what? These golfers probably don't care because they're making fucking stupid money over there anyway. Well,
that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, like, yeah. Obviously no one's talking about that, but I watched Phil Mickelson's press conference. And I mean, it was question after question after question about why would you do this? Why would you, you know, people that, you know, that had their families killed in 9/11 are writing you letters. Why? And, you know, I get Phil's stance on that. And what he should have said was, you know, listen, the people that crashed their plane, the people that crashed our planes into 9/11 are not the same people that I'm working for or that I'm accepting money for, you know, on this tour. But you know, it's just interesting. The amount of attention that one part of celebrity gets versus the other part of celebrity when they're both doing the same exact thing. You know, it's like, why doesn't anybody give Nina Dobrev a bunch of shit, you know?
Yeah.
So that's kind of funny. And, you know, we're just trying to keep people honest over here, people. And one more Mark's remarks here, Jedi Jipe. Okay. So Jedi, I've been working on something lately. Okay. I've been trying to find something lately. We're going to secret squirrel. Working on a secret squirrel. And I've reached out to some of my old recruits, old friends that were on Modern Family set, stuff like that. Some catering people, some security people, because I'm trying to, you know, get the secret squirrel going. Yeah. And I reached out to one friend, which is a part of a driving crew in the movies. Okay. I'm not going to say the name of the driving crew, but they supply the drivers for cars that are doing background scenes and stuff like that. Right.
Yeah.
And I reached out and I said, have you heard about anything going on? Have you heard this going on? Let me know. And they were saying, oh no, I've just been doing this driving thing. And I said, okay, well, you know, hey, I'm a great driver. Keep me in mind if you have any jobs coming up, because, you know, I'm trying to get out of this business here, Jedi.
Right.
And if you have anything going on, I would love to be a driver in anything you have to do.
Yeah.
And can you guess what he replied with?
He replied with, we would love to have you. Yes. Come and drive for me.
Not exactly. He replied with, I'm sorry, Mark, but you're too white. And I don't want to offend anybody out there. I know this conversation is going to offend some people out there, but just, you know, try and understand it with the spirit it's intended here. Okay. He said, you're too white. And I said, okay, that's fine. You know, my driving experience is high end. I can pass any test you guys do. Let me know. You know, I do have Native American roots, which I do. You know, I mean, I've done my 21andMe, or what is it, 25andMe?
23andMe.
And I do have Native American roots. I said, so I can prove that I have Native American roots. And he says, no, the specific requirement is you cannot be Caucasian appearing.
Can you sue them?
Well, you know, I kind of took offense to that.
It's racial discrimination.
I understand that I am a straight white male in this world. I understand that I am, and I have nothing against any progression that's going on anywhere else. I live in California. I am in the business of progression, but that kind of bothered me. It kind of bothered me that I'm looking to get out of this business, that I could potentially have a friend that's trying to get me a job in another part of the business. And I cannot, because I look too white.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I had a little bit of a problem with it. And I don't know how you feel about that, Jedi, because I know you're white as well.
I am.
What do you think?
I think that's kind of crazy. I mean, it's discrimination. You can't not hire somebody because of their color, whether it be white, black, orange, green, or fucking polka dot.
Yeah.
But so to just come straight out there and say, you're too white, you can't do that. I'd sue them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, America. I'm definitely not going to sue them.
But America, land of the lawsuit.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just kind of funny because it's like I'm a great driver. I think I have a lot to offer in that kind of a role. And I think I have a lot of experience. And for them to deny somebody for the color of their skin, you know, the experience that they can have. I mean, where else is this happening? I mean, we definitely don't want this to happen in, like, let's say, airline pilots, right? Where they say, oh, sorry, you are the best at what you do, but we can't hire you because we're looking for diversity, right?
I mean, yeah, in this day and age, it shouldn't happen anywhere. I get that you probably have a quota of how many, you know, different kind of people you should be hiring, but yeah, I don't know, mate. Whoever's the best for the job should be hired.
Exactly. I agree too. And it was just,
you know, what would be so good though, if you were to become a driver, you'd have to get super tinted front windows. I can imagine you dropping the celeb off at their spot, and as they're walking back to get in the car, you just fucking hosing them and having no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that'd be so good.
This is not a limo driving service, Jedi. This is driving in like cars in the background of movies.
Oh, fuck. That would be even cooler.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So
that'd be really cool.
Well, anyway, listen, we're going to move on. We obviously don't have much time left. I do have one thing, Jedi, because I did finally watch the Nicolas Cage.
Oh,
yes. the hidden talents of the misleading talents of the awesome Nicolas Cage movie.
I still don't know the name of it.
No, I can never remember it, how many times I try. Okay. Yeah. But I did see something in there, Jedi. Okay. That I wanted to ask you if you knew about. Okay.
Okay.
I'm so excited to figure this out and realize it. Okay.
Was it an Easter egg?
It's a definite Easter egg. If you're one of us, if you are me and you, Jedi. Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Now, I don't know if you know this, and if you do, I'm very proud of you.
I don't.
But do you know who Nicolas Cage's daughter is in that movie? Do you remember her in the beginning?
Yes. And I remember looking it up, so I do know who she is. But I've forgotten it. It was months ago. But I did. I've forgotten now. But as soon as you tell me, I'll remember again.
Okay. Because I saw it and I thought to myself, oh my gosh. There she is.
Oh, hang on.
I've known her since she was a little teeny little girl.
It's somebody's daughter, isn't it?
Definitely is.
It is. I'm racking my brain now. And I'm coming up completely blank.
It is Kate Beckinsale's. And
of course it fucking is. It's Lily. Is it Lily? Yeah,
it's Lily Sheen.
I knew it. I did look it up.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So when she popped up in that, and I remember seeing her in her Instagram at the premiere and stuff like that. But I'd totally forgotten about it. But when I saw her pop up in this scene, and you know what? I thought she did really well. You know?
Yeah,
I mean, she's Michael Sheen and Kate Beckinsale's daughter. My wife didn't believe that it was her at the time. But I just thought that was a good point, and that you would appreciate that.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Yeah,
I recognized her, and then the credits rolled. I saw the name. I'm like, I fucking knew it. I knew her from somewhere.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where it was.
Well, that's all I got, man. I think we've covered enough, and I think we bored our audience as much as we can.
They love it. Yeah. We should, fingers crossed, we should have another one coming out very, very soon.
Yes. Yes. Hopefully it's juicy. Yes. Squirrels.
Squirrels. Love a squirrel. All right, mate. Well, from you, from me, everybody, take care. Be well. Stay safe. Love you all. Miss you all.
Yes. And if we've offended anybody on this episode, we do apologize. But for me and for Jedi, take care and be fucking well. Pete Davidson, you're too white.